One of the things you're charting during a game is perimeter coaching.
You know, I actually, my game responsibilities for the last 4 years have been very similar, regardless of any position I've been in. And, you know, it's no matter where you are, whoever the play caller is, what we are all trying to do is gather information and feed him information so he can make decisions. And that was a great learning experience for me. So, Mike, Lisa, hi. This is my first time, 10 years.
And knowing the right moment, too. You know, I mean, he's focused, he's communicating with the quarterback, but when you got to get that information in, when you got to back off.
Yes. So, I mean, Mike, think of it like this. We all work on a team, and somebody's flying the jet, right, and pulling the trigger. And that here is Coach McCarthy. And so, I mean, basically every day, all of us underneath him are trying to make the men around us better, making better decisions. The coordinator, I mean, in this case, Coach Philbin, and obviously James Campen and Jim Hostler, who we just brought in. But all the information gets fed to Coach McCarthy, and then he's making decisions. I mean, a game, you think about it, 40 seconds, if the ball goes out of bounds or it's a penalty, it drops to 25 like that. So during the series, you don't say much. In between, we try to
reload.
Right, reload. So what's your name?
Scott.
Scott, Mike, Lisa, and?
John.
Hi. I've actually done this once. I did an internship with Care 11 in Minneapolis. So I remember, like, doing this at a Twins game. So it's so, like, life's so funny that I'm even standing here right now.
What's it like to be on the other end of the mic? I mean, you've done it before. But.
Right, but I'll say this, and my goal is to be brief with all the answering, but, you know, I've been 10 years at UCLA, Iowa, Texas Tech, and now here, and been with a bunch of different positions. So, you know, 10 years, I woke up this morning, I'm like, I'm going to do interviews today. You know, so it's really like going from the film room, you know, to all this now. And I just love football, and this is like an incredible place to learn. And my position like this, you know, all of you standing here is, you know, to me, we're all on a team. Like, my position really hasn't changed. I've got to come here and just do the best I possibly can. And I've been around these receivers for 4 years in an intimate environment. And there's some incredible men in that room who are very smart, have great attitudes, are competitive with each other. And Luke's done a great job. And I'm just so happy that I have been able to learn from Coach McCarthy, I mean, Tom Clements, Edgar Bennett. Now you bring in Joe Philbin, who was my offensive line coach while I was playing at Iowa for 4 years. So when he walked into that room, I was just thrilled. I mean, and he's, you know, I'm sure some of you know him, but he's, it's hard to find someone with that type of integrity and just poise and consistency and football knowledge and competitive edge. I mean, I'm really excited about Joe being here and then learning from Jim Hostler and Frank Zignetti, who I'm sure you know have a huge history with Coach McCarthy in this West Coast offense and have been in other offenses. And I mean, I don't know how else to say how excited I am about it. I mean, it's really, and I'm going to bring a ton of energy. And when we decide, when we go in that room, how we're going to coach it is going to be very clear and very definitive. And I grew up in this huge family where you're forced to listen. So I'm going to be eager to see how these men did it in that room as well. I mean, I'm just blabbering. You guys got to ask me. This is so bad, man.
Hey, on field.
It's been 10 years.
When you were helping out offensive line, your tempo's there. Understand, let's get through the deal, but we got to execute at the same time.
Right.
You know, is there a coach that you have in the that's in your head or in your ear that you're trying to match when you're coaching players now?
That's such an interesting question, Mike, because, you know, as you come along, I've been under, you think, a different head coaches. I mean, Rick Neuheisel, I think, charisma, right? Kirk Ferentz, I think, you know, Coach Ferentz was elevated fundamentals, and you can see that with every Iowa player that's come through here. And then Coach Kingsbury is, his image may not, be portrayed what people think it is, but he is about the most intense person I've ever been around. And then you get to Coach McCarthy, who, I mean, he is a clear communicator. He has an incredible presence. And, I mean, I would also say he's, I don't know if this is the right term or not, this is how I feel, but the thing I always remember about Mike McCarthy is he's bulletproof. I mean, you could, and I know he's got a big chest and all that, but, I mean, you could put 100 bullets in that guy's chest, and he's just going to keep coming, so he's relentless. And, okay, short answer, right? When I'm on the field, you know, there are parts of each of those people that I've drawn from, you know, but at the end of the day, it's me coaching them. And I feel very strongly that you have to be who you are. I mean, imagine an intense environment of any kind. If someone's in front of that room and, you got to be who you are.
How big a step did Devontae take this past year?
I love how Devontae practices. And, you know, when we had so much adversity throughout the season, you just love to see guys step up like he did. And I told him that, too. I felt very moved at him stepping up. And I'm talking just in practice initially, and then you saw it develop. So, we want to continue that and try to improve on it.